We want to welcome our first guest this morning. Of course, no stranger to those of us here at WLVL and Wake Up Niagara, Frank Campbell, Niagara County Sport Fishing Coordinator and Outdoor Promotions Director for Destination Niagara USA. And so he is checking in with us from somewhere in the world. He may be on the water. He may be in his driveway. But perhaps he's in a boat somewhere. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, John. Good morning. Good morning, WLVL world. I am actually in my mobile office today. I'm out in the boat. Got some media people in from the GLOW Association, which is the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers, and we're going to do a little, familiarization tour. So a SAM tour, quick, fishing camp for a few days, and get these guys to get out there and spread the word about Niagara County.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Frank. And we certainly appreciate all of your efforts and everything you do to help promote the area. Are you on the river or are you in one of the lakes right now?
We are on the river running down to the lake. So, taking advantage of the nice weather we have going on today, and we're going to run out to the lake and we're going to see if we can catch some trout and salmon today.
Ooh, sounds like a good time. Now, where are these writers from?
Minnesota, the ones that are on my boat are all Minnesota guys.
Okay.
One of the other boats has some Illinois people, some Texas people, Indiana people. So we have a good mix of guys from all over the place. Wisconsin represented. So it's pretty much, a smorgasbord of different areas. How does that sound?
Nice. I like it.
Now, is this the first time for some of these folk to come to Niagara County?
Yeah, a few of them it definitely is. They've heard about it, they've read about it, and now they want to experience it.
Well, they ought to. That's good. Because we got the best fishing in the world right here, and you're going to show them all about it.
That's what we're trying to do, buddy. That's what we're trying to do.
You know it, man. Let's see, Minnesota's the land of 1,000 lakes, right?
Yeah, they have some pretty good fishing. I was up there last year at a GLOW conference, and actually we did quite well on walleye and pike, but they don't have the trout salmon fishing that we have. And, fishing's good anywhere, but, it's a little more special here, I guess, is the way that I like to look at it.
Well, yeah, because we're here.
exactly, guys. 100%.
So, Frank,
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, Frank, you said that the folks in from out of town are going to be here for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, they're here through Thursday, most of them. We're going to see what we can do and what we can catch and send them away with, a lot of good memories and some great stories is our goal. So that's essentially what we're looking to do is catch these guys some fish, show them some of the area attractions and, all that Niagara County has to offer and make sure that they're going away telling a good story to the world or to the U.S. at least.
Right. Well, how many writers in total are with you and how many readers do they have?
We have about 7 guys in, and, the potential, especially with the evergreen content that a lot of these guys create, is, endless. I mean, basically, if someone searches Niagara River fishing, some of this stuff pops up, or, then a lot of these guys write for their local papers, or they're writing a book. So, there's going to be opportunities for almost forever for them to, do the promoting for us. Essentially, we're taking advantage of what they have, the outreach, and helping us promote through that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Win-win situation.
Exactly. We give them ideas and, opportunities to create content, and they're telling the world about us. So, as you said, win-win for everybody, and I think that's what keeps guys coming back and piques their interest, the fact that we have great fishing, but the different opportunities that we have. To be able to afford these guys is, really the biggest draw out of it all.
Well, we'll just hope that today and tomorrow and Thursday are all very successful days, that the fish will cooperate, and that they'll leave our beautiful area here with a good impression and want to come back.
That's what we're hoping for, buddy. I always say, well, if we can get people here, we can get them back. And that's, the biggest thing is just selling them on the area. And that's kind of what these guys are here for, is to help me sell them on the area. So
beautiful.
It's a good scenario. And, The weather's cooperating today. Hopefully the fishing will be too, you know. We are the Miami of the North, as we always say.
Miami of the North?
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm trying. Well, these guys are from Minnesota. So.
All right. So, yeah, they'll buy that. Just take them down to the beach.
Exactly.
With all the sun-clad beauties and, yeah.
Very good. So,
have a good day out here.
Yeah. Curious as to whether we've gotten any kind of reports over the last week or so about the Hyde Park Lake stocking, the Oppenheim Park, whether people are going out and having a good time.
Well, I think at this point in time it's being underutilized, and what I mean by that is the fact that there's, you know, the weather's been horrid over the weekend and when they first stock, so we're really just getting into the ability to start fishing. The water's been real muddy, and you know, people have been out there, but I don't think that they've been successful, so I think they're waiting for a little bit of better weather, and you know, it should be coming on their way. You know, that's typical though. These fish have a problem biting when the water's real dirty, and you know, you look at the southern tier streams right now with all that rain that we got, you know, we're dealing with it on the river, they're dealing with it in Hyde Park, and I wouldn't doubt if Oppenheim is you know, pretty full to the banks too. So once this water recedes a little bit, I think you'll see a lot better fishing opportunities for those people that want to take advantage of the brown trout stocking both at Oppenheim and Hyde Park Lake.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys are gearing up to have a great day today, and we have a moment or two left here, Frank. Anything else you'd like to share with us from the boat on the river this morning?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to practice a little bit for Lake Up Niagara and find up some fish. You know, to make sure you get one this year, John. That's my total goal.
Well, that's my goal, too. I would love to catch another one. And, you know, we'll see. We're looking at either late June or early to mid-July. We'll get a date picked out here and make the arrangements and get some of our listeners involved, too, as we have done over the last 3 years now.
Exactly. That's our goal, is just get the people out there and, you know, spread the word, and you help doing it. We appreciate it. And, you know, good sponsors of the event, and everyone has a good time. And I've never had anyone go away saying, man, this stinks.
So, you know.
Good times had by all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think we're going to contract with Eric this year. Maybe he can have a little picnic area set up when we get back and have his frying pan there, and he can fry up some of the catch that we get this year.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing. That sounds like a plan to me.
You notice Eric's not responding.
What, Eric, you talking about? I'm going to be out on a boat fishing. I don't know what, Eric, you're talking about, Jack.
Selectively hearing, just like that. I was earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, Frank, thank you so much. We appreciate hearing from you. And let's see now. Trying to remember, are you you're with us next week, right?
Yep. I'll be in next week, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what we did out here with the media.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Well, that sounds good. So all of these folks from out of town, we've got Texas, we've got Wisconsin, we've got Minnesota. Let's see. Eric, who else did he say?
I think that was it.
Oh, okay.
Illinois, Indiana.
Uh-huh. I knew there were a couple of I states
the
in there.
Eyes, yes.
Yeah. The eyes have it.
There's no I in team.
Yeah. Well, give them our greetings, and we certainly appreciate them taking time to come to our area, and we look forward to having them back again, hopefully sometime soon.
All right. That sounds good, guys. Have a good day, and we'll be talking to you soon enough.
All right. Frank Campbell from his boat out on the river this morning, heading towards Lake Ontario.